Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 84 on October 19th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Sprint, the S&P Biotech ETF, and Micron Technologies. Then we'll discuss three new trades on Ameren Corporation, the Gold Miners ETF, and the Williams Companies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. Email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. This was a week of relatively small week-over-week change, and we are seeing some strong swings midweek on the various days, but it's finishing the week without much lasting progress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average actually lost 46 points, finishing the week at 26,770 points. The S&P 500 index gained nearly 16 points, ending at 2,986 points on Friday. Now, the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week this week is the beauty of simplicity. Let me start off by admitting a simple truth to you guys. Options are complicated. They're super complicated. Every option you are more familiar with is actually much more complicated than you can even imagine. So let's take car insurance, for example. Your car insurance is a put option that you purchase on a monthly, quarterly, or annual basis. The policy only has value to you when your asset gets damaged and loses value. So the insurance kicks in and brings your damaged property back up to its original value prior to the damage. And that's similar to what a put does. Put options increase in value when the level or price of the underlying stock drops. If you looked at pricing insurance, you would get into some pretty heavy statistics that try to calculate your risk level given your age, gender, location, marital status, whether you own or rent your home, the type of car you drive, and a number, hundreds of other variables. Now, most people don't look at insurance this way. They just know whether they have liability or full insurance for their car. They look at the yearly price of insurance and how much their deductible is in case they need it. And this makes a very complicated option much easier to understand. And in that same way, stock and future options can be just as complicated. We can start calculating historical volatility versus implied volatility. We can also forecast volatility using models like Garch volatility and a number of other statistical processes. A lot of people think they need to understand all of this to trade options. Can it be valuable to know these things? Absolutely. Do you have to know these things to understand options? No, no way. No offense, but I doubt your insurance agent has any idea how to use actuarial models to price the insurance policies they sell. So my profit levels increased a lot in my own trading when I simplified the process. Questions like, how much can I lose? How much can I possibly earn? How much capital can I put at risk for this particular trade? And if the trade goes against me, how can I mitigate the risk of loss? What else can I do to keep from losing money on this trade? Now, sure, there are some other factors I throw in to fully understand the risk that do get more complicated, but I honestly don't make it much more complicated than these handful of questions. And there's a beauty in keeping things simple. And by beauty, I mean more profit. Most of you have agreed. I hear from people all the time via email who finally understand options after listening to this show. And that makes me ecstatic. I love it. And I think every investor should have an understanding of options and how they can help improve returns and mitigate risks. So keep it simple and make more money. All right, that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the trade review for last week. Now we're going to start off with the covered call on Sprint Corporation, symbol S as in Sierra. At the end of last week, the stock was trading for $6.42. We looked at buying that stock and selling the November 7 call at 12 cents, hoping for a 10.9% return in 5 weeks. Well, occasionally I see something that makes me do a double take, and this one made me do a triple take, actually. That's definitely the case for this cover call trade. Shares of Sprint closed on Friday at $6.42 per share. The call we sold at 12 cents can be bought back for 12 cents. That means we made nothing on the stock and we made nothing on the call option, which is crazy. Now, if you wanted to sell more calls, you would do so at 9 cents now. So it's lost a little bit of time value over the last week, but not enough to make it worth closing this trade early. And in all fairness, we are nowhere near our break-even point, so we don't have any reason to exit the trade yet. Essentially, all of the same factors from last week have held, except now we have 4 weeks left instead of 5. Next, we'll look at the credit spread, and this one was on the S&P Biotech ETF, XBI. X as in X-ray, B as in Bravo, I as in India. At the end of the week, the stock was trading for $77.12, and we looked at selling the November 77-76 put spread and collecting 34 cents with a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread on this trade. Now, shares of the biotech ETF grew $1.53 per share, closing at $78.65. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. So the bid-ask spread is quite wide, so exiting this trade by paying the ask is not advised. It would lead to a 2-cent loss. If you wanted to add to the trade right now, you would sell more at 11 cents lower than what we sold last week. So that's a long way to say this trade has been profitable. As long as we are keeping some distance from our short strike, which is the November 77 put, there's no point to close this one out early. I'd like to see the stock keep going higher, allowing our short put spread to fade basically to zero. If you use the limit order to sell the spread at the mid price of the bid ask, you would collect 7 cents profit for the week, which is actually about 20% of our maximum profit. So, but at the end of the day, this trade is making money. No need to rush to close it. Let's wait, but keep an eye on this one over the next few weeks. There's still 4 weeks left before expiration, and you don't want to let this one turn into a loss. Then our final trade was on Micron Technology. It was a debit spread. Micron Technology, symbol M as in Mike, U as in uniform. The stock was trading for $45.10, and I looked at buying a November 44-45 call spread, paying 63 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 37 cents or 58.73% return in 5 weeks. Well, shares of Micron Technology fell $1.63, ending at $43.47 per share. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is now out of the money, and the spread can be closed at 38 cents, a loss of 25 cents per spread. Now I'm looking to go ahead and close the spread and find another trade or a couple of trades to mitigate the loss. So I'm looking at selling that November 46-47 call spread to collect 21 cents, and also selling the November 40-39 put spread, collecting 15 cents. That means we've taken a total of 36 cents and expand our actual profit range out to our short strikes, which would be between $40 and $46. So as long as stock finished between $40 and $46 per share in 4 weeks, we would be able to keep 36 cents we just collected minus the 25 cent loss. So that's 11 cents. Ultimately, it would be a total of 74 cents. And that's the original 63 cents plus the difference between what we lost by closing the trade, the first trade, and the amount of money we're taking in on the second trade. So if stock were to finish between $40 and $46 per share, we would walk away with a gain of 11 cents on this spread, which is about a 16% return. It's significantly less than a 58% return that we hoped for at the beginning, but it's better than walking away with a loss of 25 cents as well, which would be, you know, about 40% on this previous trade. So that is it for the week. We had two relative wins and one loss in this debit spread. But if you consider adding, changing the risk profile, you can still walk away making some money on Micron Technology, ideally in 4 weeks. And just remember, when you change these trades, when I close a trade and turn it into, say, an iron condor, which is what this would be, it changes my entire risk profile. So I have to be very aware now of what my new break-even points will be, where my, you know, where I need the stock to finish in order to make money, and, you know, the total amount at risk at this point, because I'm going from buying a spread to selling a spread, which is significantly different. That's it for the week. Let's look at the new trades for this upcoming week. For our covered call this week, I'm looking at Ameren Corporation, symbol AMRN, Alpha, Mike, Romeo, November. Stock finished the week at $16.13 per share, and I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the November 17 call at $1.80. That this could yield a maximum 16.5% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Ameren stock for $16.13 per share and selling the November 17 call at $1.80. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $17 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $14.33 per share. Our second trade for the week is going to be a credit spread. Looking at the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in Golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-Ray. Stock ended the week at $27.12. I'm looking at selling the November 27.5-28 call spread at 16 cents, which could yield a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the November 27.5 call at 68 cents and paying 52 cents for the November 28 call. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $27.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.66. And then our final trade for this week is a debit spread on the Williams Companies, symbol WMB, W as in Whiskey, M as in Mike, B as in Bravo. Stock ended the week at $22.91, and I'm looking at buying the November 24-23 put spread, paying 65 cents, and that could yield a maximum gain of 35 cents or 53.85% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the November 24 put for $1.30 and selling concurrently the November 23 put at 65 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $23 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $23.35. And that is it for this week's show. It's a little bit shorter recording since we had a longer one last week. I really appreciate you guys listening. Again, if you have a friend that trades options or is considering allocating some money to trading options, share my podcast. I love talking shop. And if you guys have any questions about anything on the show, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can reach me at E-R-I-C. That's Eric at theweeklyoption.com. Have a great weekend and a great week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.